Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. Sophia Yarkowski joins us now from Mesiro on a Mesiro Monday. Sophia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back, John.
Yeah, Vice President, Wealth Advisor. Our conversation, not only today, but on some podcasts we'll record and play parts of through the rest of the month, are going to focus on women and investing. And I know that this can get us into like a sticky territory where people say, well, the advice isn't different for women and men. And some women are going to nod along and say, well, yeah, I already know how to invest. That's not what we're talking really about here. We're talking about overall equality in the household when it comes to investing, right?
Exactly. I think times have changed. Women have more of a voice in their households when it comes to the finances. They're more than often than not now working, and having a voice, it really does matter for them.
Right. And no family's the same. I know a lot of women still voluntarily leave their jobs, many of them to take care of the kids. Some of that is a personal decision. Some of it's a financial decision. But like both things, Sophia, a lot of times it's both, isn't it? I mean, there really are some number crunching decisions going on in families when it comes to childcare.
For sure. I can speak from experience. Childcare is extremely expensive and costly on the family. And so oftentimes, whether it's the husband or the wife, the father, the mother, whoever it is in the relationship, that maybe you look at the after-tax number of what they're taking home from their salary, it doesn't necessarily make sense for them to pay for childcare. It might make sense for them to stay home and raise their kid. And there is no right or wrong answer.
Right. And I know a lot of women, again, are up on their investing as much as the men, if not more than the men. But I bet you still see some couples where they default to more traditional gender roles where the man takes care of most of the finances, and that shouldn't always be the case.
I really don't think so, especially with the landscape that we're seeing, which is that women live longer. They're now working more. They might be the caregivers at home. And so these all lead into women really needing to have confidence in their ability to invest.
All right, let's expand on that conversation in just a bit. By the way, again, we'll drop three more podcasts on you, the fine folks at Mesiro. You spell that M-E-S. IROW 1877 Mesiro is how you can reach them. Sophia Yudkowsky, we're continuing our conversation here on our Mesiro Monday. Okay, so broadly speaking, we're going to be talking a lot in broad paintbrush strokes here. Women compared to men from an investing style. What do you notice different between the two?
Again, we're broadly speaking here.
Right.
But I will say I notice a lot more risk-averse behaviors in my female clients. I think a lot of them are nervous about entering the market, especially where the market is today at a high. And I think that leaves them sort of behind, and that creates this wealth gap that we see between men and women.
Healthy skepticism is good, though, right?
It can definitely help you when it comes to investing to not want to put all your chips on the table, throw everything at whatever's chasing the highest returns. But at the same time, I have women that are sitting on lots of cash that could really invest in the market and make some meaningful returns.
So what? It's like sitting in a checking account somewhere?
Yeah, earning like 0 to maybe 3% if you have it in a high yield savings account. And this is money that they don't need for 1 to 2 years, which is where we would recommend parking that type of money. But this is money that they can use for their retirement, their second homes, their kids or grandkids. So
529 plans.
Leaving a lot on the table.
Yeah, I mean, because, and look, it's great that you have a nest egg, and emergency savings are important, which is why there's a lot of nuance to this, right? Because they're not wrong to park money in a place. The markets are at all-time highs. I think there is a natural skepticism getting in right now, but it's not seeing the complete picture then, right?
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that tomorrow you should throw everything into the market, especially with where valuations are at, but it means having a plan in place that says, okay, I'm comfortable with some risk. Now work with an advisor to drip into the market slowly over time in a way that you'd feel comfortable.
This is probably an age thing too. And obviously times have changed. More women get college degrees than men. The pay gap is still existent, but in some areas, women make more than men or are the breadwinners. And if they are in their 20s, maybe they're not yet married yet. They're not even dating yet. Boy, those are prime years to build up that compounding interest. And really, women need to be on it, right?
Exactly. That's, I think, the time that you should be saving as much as you can in the markets. Get yourself in your 401k or any sort of retirement plan and get yourself ahead of a lot of your peers. Even your male counterparts might not know about that.
Do you see that these reversion to the gender roles of yesteryear come out a lot when clients sit down with you, a married couple, where they almost, and I don't think they see it this way, but they almost use you as a sort of a marriage counselor to work through one of the stickiest topics there is in a marriage.
Oh, yes. I would for sure say we sit down at a table and it feels a little bit like a therapy session, but that's okay. I think the role of an advisor is to be that objective third person in the conversation to help put facts on the table that guide the conversation. I think you'll see the traditional roles, maybe the women wanting the men to lead the conversation, but I will always make sure that the woman understands what it is what we're talking about at a bare minimum so that in the event something happens, when she is left with money, she knows exactly what to do, who to call, and how the plan is going to move forward.
That's important. I do think it's important, of course, we were talking about women specifically, but also men. You know, maybe there is something to be said about them being too aggressive at certain times and risking perhaps that family's future. So while you're also showing maybe some of the female clients, hey, look at this compounding interest, what it can do for you over time. Don't put this all in a checking account. I imagine you're also showing men and the whole family, hey, look, here's what happens if we have a down market for down a 30% in a year. What happens if we have a lost decade? Perhaps you do find that some men are over aggressive in their markets.
Well, we always have the conversation when you're nervous about the market, you're really having to make then two decisions if you want to come out of the market, right? It's when you want to pull the money from the market, but also when you want to put it back in. And that second decision is usually the harder one to make.
Yes.
And usually the one that people miss out on the most. And so again, I do think that we see it with male, we see it with definitely with females too, trying to time the market, and that never ends up working out.
You know, really doesn't. I mean, you miss some of the biggest days in a bear market, don't you?
So the majority of the up in the stock market actually happens during bear markets or within the first few months of a bull market. So missing out on those few days can really dampen your returns.
Okay. So you kind of alluded to this, and just the actuarial tables bear this out, that women live longer than men traditionally. Are women more prone to saying, hey, let's make sure we have an estate plan? That would, I say, is a great thing that they bring to the table.
Yes, I think women in general, again, broadly speaking, are more of the planners. They try to figure out, okay, what's going to happen even this weekend? If not, you know, what's going to happen in the event of one of our passing? And so estate planning is a topic that we work on with our clients a lot. Who would take care of your children in the event that something happens? Do you have charitable inclinations? So women definitely are bringing that up more and more often.
I know you guys have a whole team that does estate planning at Mesero. Do you feel like somewhat of a torchbearer for estate planning conversations with couples and really at Mesero as a whole?
I think that it is so important and often overlooked by advisors. We're not just focusing on the investments. We want to know your full picture. And so when I'm meeting with young families, often the first question I'm asking is, do you have an estate plan? Do you have a trust? Do you have a will, powers of attorney? Who is going to take care of your children in the event that something happens to you both? Of course, life insurance also comes up, and we advise on that as well.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about, you know, advising women and the importance of this, but I bet you meet couples that the script is flipped, right? Where the woman's the breadwinner, she knows where all the money is, and the guy is taking care of the kids. I mean, that is happening more and more these days.
All the time. It doesn't matter which role you're taking. It's just important that both parties know what's going on.
What else do you want to make sure you leave our listeners with there today as people approach this conversation about making sure both genders, especially women, are informed on what they're able to do?
I think women need to lean in and be more confident in their investing capabilities. There's so many resources out there to make them knowledgeable about how to invest, where to get started. And I think the longer that they wait, the worse it's going to be for them. And so the sooner you can get started, the better.
I imagine that there's like a snowball effect to this too. And also conversations amongst other women too. Hey, you have conversations at the book club or wherever it may be. And boy, I hope I'm not generalizing here, but these are real conversations that happen. I get reports from my mom's book club every single week, by the way. But just that if you see that there are some women leading the way in the investing in their family or really taking stock of it, that can kind of spread amongst groups of families and friends too.
And we don't have to be talking stocks at parties. It's not like when you see, you know, men talking stocks and they're winners, which, by the way, they don't usually talk about their losers.
Nope.
I think that the conversation can be more, hey, do you have a plan in place? Hey, are you working with an advisor to make sure that you're funding your near-term, mid-term, and long-term goals? And if not, do you want to connect with somebody that can help you do that? Because I think that gives them a lot more confidence to know, hey, I can continue earning this money that I'm earning and know that it's working for me at the same time.
I think the best outcome of this conversation would be is if we listened back in 30 years and it seems so archaic. Like, I cannot believe they're talking about women getting more involved in investing. We've obviously come a long way already in the past 50 years or so. My mom will often remind me, and all the WGN listeners and some of our listeners will chime in, that my mom had to get my dad's signature to open a credit card, even though she made more money than him at the time. So I'm just saying we've come a long way. But I guess that'd be the goal, Sophia, is if we're listening to this 30 years in the future going, what are they talking about?
Right, exactly. Let's change the course. Let's get the women invested, at least invested in investing, right?
Why Mesero? Why do you guys think that you guys... people should call you guys.
We have a differentiated approach. I think when you work with us, you're working with a real person who understands your goals, your needs. Like you mentioned, we have an estate planning specialist. We've brought on a tax planning specialist. And I think that we're really great at understanding the full picture while providing you the highest level of service.
You do great work. Let's dive deeper into this in the next 3 weeks. Does that sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
We'll drop new pods every Monday. We'll play clips on Mesero Mondays over the next couple of weeks. Sophia Yudkowsky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesero advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesero at 877-MESIROW.